You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Download the Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, videos, and photos straight from the team to your device. Really, if you're a Browns fan, you got
to
get this You
got
to get it. It gives you news right there. It barks at you.
Immediate notifications.
Notifications, the push notifications. It gets you everything that you want. And you can also stream this show. You can listen to it in podcast form at your leisure. It gives you the opportunity to do anything you want with this show, with this team, right in the palm of your very own hand. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with you here on this free agency Tuesday. Ian Rappaport saying now that not only will Dwayne Bowe be released this week, he will be released tomorrow by the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think, let me say this because people are getting crazy. People are getting very upset with me for suggesting it. I like Dwayne Bowe here on a one-year prove it to me deal where he is not being paid a huge amount of money. That's what I'm looking for. Last year he was solid, caught 60 of 95 targets. So for people who say he doesn't catch the ball, caught about over 60% of his targets last year, was an efficient receiver. Does he need to be a touchdown maker? Yes, but I think he would be good in that role as the number one guy, and you would be able to, I would still draft a receiver early. You have a Bowe on a one-year deal. If he turns out to be great, you have a decision to make. If he doesn't, you're sliding in your guy there, but he gives you that guy who can be a touchdown scorer in the red zone, 44 career scores.
And what 1 year, 1 year, $6 million?
I don't even know that it would be. I don't think it'd be that high. I'd look at, like, what did Hakeem Nicks get last year? Like 1 year, just under five, something like that? Something like that. That's what you're looking at with incentives built in. If he's going to be a guy that, you know, delivers, great.
Exactly.
And if he's not, that's fine too. We can move on. So that would be, that's all I'm saying there. Bowe is not, I'm not saying he's the end all be all, but I think you're freeing him from a system that didn't take advantage of his talents. The years that he was featured as a number one receiver in the NFL, there were three of them where he truly was featured. And I'm talking about on a target level. So I'm talking about where he was at target level as a featured receiver, 2008, 2010, 2011. Caught at least 70 balls all those years, 1,000 yards all three of those years, and produced 27 touchdowns, with 15 of them coming, obviously, there in that big year.
So when targeted, he is a touchdown maker.
He's been productive.
He's been very productive. And again, I like him. And you have to think, you know, for you fans out there who are listening, end of last week we were talking, you know, wide receivers. Macklin gone. You know, Andre Johnson most likely going to join the Colts, it seems. Him and Frank Gore, potentially. And you got to figure Brandon Marshall, you know, ended up being traded. So he's the last of the four or five that we talked about that'd be, you know, great fits, highly productive. You know, kind of like,
I'd still take Kenny Britt as well.
I would take Kenny Britt as well.
Kenny Britt.
I think Kenny Britt is trending upward in his career.
He is. He's never been as productive, but I do like Kenny Britt, and he's somebody that I would look at given his size.
And he'd be half the price of Dwayne Bowe, would he not?
I don't know. You never know. I don't know what Dwayne Bowe's going to command. Guys, I've been to 800 yards in three straight years.
Yeah.
Hasn't been there. So he's in a prove it type of a situation. Let's go to the phones, 216-578-0850. We've got Chevy from New Jersey. Chevy, welcome to the show. What's up, brother? Long time no talk.
Yes, I know. Hey, guys.
You've been on vacation?
Really like,
where you been at, Chevy?
I'm starting the landscape business, and I've just been a little sick last week, too.
But I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Good.
Hey, guys, I like Trent Cole, and I think that Danny Sheldon in the draft is really tempting because he's a franchise-type guy. But then again, so is Devontae Parker. So you got to figure they're going to have to get a franchise guy on day one of the draft, or probably two, which is offensive guard La'el Collins would be good. I don't like anyone else in free agency. Sorry. But that's where I'm at. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeremy, thank you. Yeah, Trent Cole still in the mix. The Browns still in the mix for him there. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how that ultimately does play out. I know they have some interest in getting a 3-4 pass rusher to this team on the outside linebacker position. Could be free agency, could be the draft, could be a combination of both.
Yeah, I'm not fully enamored with the Trent Cole obsession and potentially here in the Cleveland Browns. And the reason why is because significant, I'll say 90% of his production or 85% of his production in the National Football League as a pass rusher has come, you know, in that wide nine defense that made Philly so great and so hard to play against. And since Chip Kelly has taken over, he's been in a stand-up position about 50% of the time, and his production is just, you know, has kind of dropped off. It's not where he wants to play. So if he comes to a place here like Cleveland or any other 3-4 defense, he's going to be in that awkward 50% up, 50% down situation. And, I want a stand-up guy who's able to create that confusion opposite Paul Kruger. Because as you look at the game stats, you know, week after week, which you and I do when we're in season,
sure,
Paul Kruger plays 92% of the, you know, rushes 92% of the time. Yep. So we need a guy that can kind of push and pull on the other side to create that confusion, because we know Paul Kruger is coming a majority of the time.
We certainly do know that he's coming the majority of the time. That's what he is, not a drop guy. But you got Mingo who can kind of do both, and you need somebody else that can be give you a little bit of versatility there. Speaking of bringing in some of the older Warriors, the Indianapolis Colts looking like they're trying to make their Super Bowl push. The AFC champions from a year ago reportedly going to get Frank Gore and Andre Johnson. That's the rumor right now that they will both end up with the Indianapolis Colts. Johnson, what a great weapon that will be for Andrew Luck, because that's the one thing that they haven't happened, that they haven't had. They haven't had that big guy. You know, T.Y. Hilton's emerged. He's been a great slot guy. They've got those two excellent tight ends in Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener. Hakeem Nicks there. They've got Dante Moncrief, who can stretch the field. But yep, if you could get a guy like an Andre Johnson there, I think just adds a whole other dimension. And Frank Gore will be a great addition to that running game. He can still play.
Oh, man. I mean, and that's the one thing that I think has kind of avoided Andrew Luck in his career as a starter. You know, since they've kind of been good and he's grown out of the growing pains of a rookie, is as a solid run game. Because you think when Peyton Manning was as productive as he could be possibly there in Indianapolis, he had Edgerrin James, you know? So that run pass confusion and not have to drop back and throw the ball 50 times, which Peyton Manning has to do when the going gets tough for those teams.
Well, Gore's such an upgrade from Trent Richardson. He's going to hit the hole. He's still going to run. He's got something to prove. Not only that, he's a great pass blocker.
Great pass blocker, receiver out of the backfield. Yeah, he can do it all.
Yeah, that's big. And he's going for the push. And see, those are the kind of teams that take the shots on those kind of guys. That's why we talked yesterday about Andre Johnson. I said, as much as we'd love to have him here, I don't even think he's going to be interested. He wants to go out there and try to get a ring. That's it. I think he wants a ring, and that's why you see him going to Indy. I thought New England would be a possibility, but that's what he wants. He wants to go out there and get a ring. A lot of people saying they would like Dwayne Bowe to come in. Timmy Terrible saying Bowe or Shorts makes sense if spending on a player tight end. Clay makes a lot of sense. James Guinness, I'd love to get Bowe on a prove-it deal. How about Arakpo on a prove-it deal? He's got a lot of suitors right now. Tennessee, Chicago, and Atlanta will seem to be the leaders.
Tennessee,
in the
where in Atlanta?
For Arakpo, Chicago, yeah. I believe.
Okay. Chicago would be the only place that he'd play a similar role that he did in Washington. Otherwise, he'd be a seven technique with his hand on the ground rushing the passer. So something that he does in nickel and dime packages,
sure,
and has in Washington. But he was a productive stand-up outside linebacker.
He's a very good pass rusher.
Yeah, yes. That has a defense.
He certainly has. But he'd be in that role in Tennessee, though. That was,
yes,
Dick LeBeau.
Yeah,
if
yes,
he went
he would.
To the Titans.
Yep. Yes, he would.
Dick LeBeau there. And, of course, the former defensive coordinator of the Browns, Ray Horton, is there as well. Bo certainly gets some look. Arthur Lawson saying Kenny Brick. Tony Cullum says Gibson. Yes, I think that you want to get Gibson locked up and done. I think they're worried on that. David Whitman says there's no risk he signed to a show me deal. Do it. Plus, we can call him Debo. Yes, we certainly can't call him Debo. Debo, get those hoods downs. Ken Pendergrass says no. Bo's on a steep decline. Better free agents are out there. I don't want to go there. Mikey in Cleveland says has to be Revis. Let's get the best secondary in the league. Revis,
we're
is
darn close
one.
Without Revis.
We are. I just don't see them doing it. Now, the point was made by our guy, the real Xavier P., the career coach, who always has some good insights, said, we get Revis, our secondary is equal to Seattle's, so it's a major building block. Gets our coaches to year three, and we're not paying a quarterback now,
true,
so you could pay Revis.
Yeah,
so that,
right,
that part of it is true.
But does it not go against what Jimmy Haslam said, you know, way back when, you know, what it was, in middle of January, when he spoke to the media, talking about that we're not going to be those big spenders?
Right. As your bishop says, Bo, Shorts, Britt, Hartline, all good number three or four receivers. Who are we getting as a one or two? I don't think that that's fair, Jack Hart. I don't think that's fair to say. I think those guys can all be number twos, and I think Bo and Britt have shown they can be number ones. And Cecil Shorts even had that one year where he almost had 1,000 yards, 18 yards a catch, showed that he could be that kind of a level guy. That's why I said even if we get those guys, I still want to draft a guy like a Devontae Parker.
You got a fallback for the next 4 years if you get somebody on a prove-it deal.
Or it could be a guy, you know, in the third round, but that you're getting somebody that you're grooming who's got the traits, physical traits, to be that number one type of guy. Coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the lady who broke the Darrell Revis story on the Browns, Mary Kay Cabot, will join us from Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We'll get the latest on Browns free agency rumors from her and also what she knows about this Darrell Revis situation. We'll hear about that right after this on CBD. Because I'm happy.
Show with Tony Rizzo and three-time Super Bowl champion Gerard Cherry. Weekday mornings at 9 on ESPN 850 WKNR.